got a weird feeling. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
What is that feeling?
Mackenzie, I don't know. Dare Dice is about to happen, and the loser, whoever rolls the lowest number, that's how you lose. And then the next day, you have to face the box of shame. And just to let everybody know, like, what are some of the punishments have been. Last week, Liv the Web Girl had to take on the hot sauce roulette. Luckily, she got the mild sauce. Otherwise, that habanero would have destroyed her face. Porkchop had to go through the drive-thru and sing his order and pay for the show. That was kind of funny. He's also had to do the cinnamon challenge. Liv's also had to eat an onion. Porkchop's also had to do the ice pack on the crotch. Nothing for me ever, and nothing for you yet.
Although it did worry me, you were soliciting for new punishments.
And
a lot of crazy stuff came in.
I suggested like 6 or 8 things. One of them I really do not want to do, so I hope that idea is not going to be brought up.
What does it entail? Give us a hint. The licking one?
A tongue. Kind of like my tongue to stay in my mouth.
Ew.
Occasionally I'll say hi to my wife with it, but other than that, just me and my food. Okay, now let's get down to the actual stuff here. We are live on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, and we're going to take turns rolling the dice. The goal is to get a 6. The higher the number, the better. The lower the number, terrible. The lowest number loses, and they take on the box of shame tomorrow. In the event of a tie, like the 2 lowest people, you'll have a roll-off. Same idea. Whoever gets the higher number wins. Who wants to go first today for Dare Dice?
I'll do it.
All right, Mackenzie.
So I want to roll high.
Mackenzie.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared. Okay, here we go.
Wow, I'm feeling like Mackenzie is going to do well.
Hi. Come on, baby 6. Here we go.
Let's see, and she rolls.
Oh. 3.
Okay, 3.
Middle of the road.
That is honestly not good.
Okay, it's better than a 1 or a 2, so
all right,
I'll take
now live the web girl. She's been known to roll some low ones.
I know, I am so scared. I swear if I have to do it again, this dice is rigged.
As we all throw the same one.
I had to do it last week, so I'm really hoping I don't have to do it again this
week. I always have butterflies right before you let go.
I kind of want Liv and Porkchop to do it, so I'm hoping Liv gets like a 2.
Ah!
Oh my God.
You're psychic. She got a 2.
Liv the web girl just rolled a 2. How you feeling, Liv?
I'm so angry and I'm so mad and I blame you, Joe.
I'm relieved. Oh. I'm so relieved, though. Thank you.
My day has been such a rough start and I've been so mad, but I'm so happy now. Because I know there's no way, unless Porkchop rolls a 1 right here.
Oh, yes.
I'm not going to roll a 1. This is going to be my first time rolling a 6, right, Joe? Come on, help me call it, Joe.
Porkchop, I actually would like you to roll a 1 if you don't mind.
Come on, 6. Here we go.
Roll a 1, Porkchop. Roll a 1.
Oh, no!
Porkchop rolled a 1! I swear to God, I am psychic now. I'm buying a lottery ticket. You just rolled a 1. Hey, high five, Porkchop.
His face is shocked.
High five, Porkchop.
No.
Hey, that's what you get when you go out drinking the night before. All right, hey.
Oh, that's so terrible. Porkchop, your only hope is that Joe also rolls a 1 and then there can be a roll-off.
And then we can get the hook from Big Timers. Everybody get your roll on.
Oh,
what?
Man. Okay, all now predict your own just for fun.
I will say everyone on Instagram Live is hoping Joe rolls a 1 and is predicting he rolls a 1. I don't think I hope it's Joe this week.
All right, Joe.
For the sake of it being exciting, I hope I roll a 1 then beat him in the roll off. But I think I'll roll a 4
roll
here.
Roll off.
Give me a 4. Oh, 5. Oh, highest number.
He's always a high roller.
High number, baby.
Always a high roller.
So Porkchop, that means.
Producer Porkchop. He's so sweet.
I call it karma. Here's the deal, Porkchop. Tomorrow at this time, you will be doing the box of shame, okay?
Yeah, I know. I know all about the box of shame, Joe.
It's in my whole life. I finally came out of the box of shame. Now they try to put me back in it.